anything to do with the broadband rollout.
And we expected the presentation from the department, or we expected the department to be here with its entities. Unfortunately, they are not here to come and account before Parliament. Firstly, just to explain, I got a letter on Monday when I got to the office from the minister requesting that we postpone the meeting of today. Let me just get the letter so that I can read it for members. But reading the letter from the minister, however, I did indicate that we are unable to postpone the meeting. Firstly, because the matter has been pending on our program for a long time. But secondly, that it is short notice to be able to replace the agenda item with anything in front of the committee. Pardon me, colleagues. Let me just, I brought my laptop so that I can open the letter itself. The letter from Minister Tuele, I refer to the invitation to attend the meeting of the Portfolio Committee on 27 January 2016, which was received on 22nd January 2016. As you are aware, both Cabinet and MEC are presently preparing for the SONA. The MEC Lekgotla commences Monday 25th and will continue for the entire week. This will be followed by Government's Cabinet Lekgotla the following week. Notwithstanding the above, the protocol of Cabinet is not to anticipate the content of the SONA or to engage publicly on issues which may be the subject matter of the SONA. Broadband rollout is part of the issues which are up for consideration in the SONA. In the above circumstances, I must regrettably advise that both the department and I would be unable to attend the meetings, and hereby sincere apologies. That's the letter from the minister that was received by the committee secretariat on Friday afternoon after sending the program and the contents of the program last year at the end of the year through the parliamentary liaison committee through the secretary. I responded on behalf of the committee indicating the importance of this matter, especially because we've been trying to get details of the broadband rollout since 2014 December. Actually, November. The first meeting we had was the 14th of November 2014, which the department's DG promised to come to the committee with a master plan, which we still don't have. We've scheduled three meetings last year in 2015 with the department to present, and none of those meetings were honored by the department. And last year, when we circulated the program to communicate before we went on recess, to say these are the issues that we would want to deal with, no objection, no concern was received from the department, and the letter was only received on Friday afternoon last week, which I was able to receive on Monday when I got into the office. So members, that's the nut of it. I'm informed that the minister has instructed his department together with entities not to attend this meeting today. Now, I'm putting the matter through. Would they obviously have to cancel the meeting? I'm currently in the process of flagging the matter and raising, taking the matter up with the leadership of the institution, because I chair the portfolio committee on behalf of the National Assembly, delegated through the speaker, and therefore would have to send the issue to. But I just feel that this is serious undermining of the portfolio committee and its work, and standing on the way of the constitutional obligation of the portfolio committee. I can read my response if members want me to. I do have my response to the minister and indicating that the committee has constitutional obligation to to be able to do oversight over what is in their performance plans and what has been allocated budget, because we are supposed to oversee their and check what they are putting on their, they've put the strategic plans before us, and we've not had the opportunity, and the year has come to an end. We are almost approaching another budget cycle without us having details, no explanation, or even any slight information of what is happening, on what is on their plan, because we didn't put those matters on their plan. It's them who put the matters on their plan, brought them for Parliament to approve. We approved, budget was allocated, and now we have no accountability for those activities and the budget allocated for. So I'm opening up for members for reflection and the way forward. Honourable Shin and Honourable Swell.
Thank you, Chair. This indeed is a very sad day for our committee, and I think it shows the Minister and the Department's contempt for South Africans who desperately need to become part of the internet community. And as you say, we've battled for over a year to get any coherent figures out of this. We get contradictory responses to parliamentary questions that I ask, and then statements by the Minister or the Deputy Minister contradict what they said in their parliamentary answers to me. So there really is no clarity on this. And last year, very extensive research was done into the status of SA Connect by BMI technology, there's been very little response to that. I mean, the country needs this program and actually to progress economically, both locally and internationally, and our citizens need it to actually interact with government and for government to deliver services to people. And this is an acute failure by the department and the minister to actually seriously engage with this issue. And I think that we must now actually get insist that they engage fully with the private sector as well, who actually have the initiative and actually have the expertise to roll this out, because it's obviously seriously failing if we keep it in the hands of government.
Of course, we're expecting the department to come before us and present so that we'll be able to engage in. Unfortunately, that it's likely not going to happen, and we may seek the reasons at a later stage for the minister's instruction. And therefore, I suggest that we cancel the meeting for the day. I don't think it would be worthwhile for us to proceed. Thank you.
Honourable Sodisi.
Quite emotional, Chairperson. You know, it's really a sad day. And also put members well that we postpone the meeting for further consultation. I mean, we are here as a public representative, and one or the other, we owe the public an explanation. They are sitting somewhere watching, you know, eagerly that we are going to implement our mandate to say we are going to make life better for them, and also putting forth the job creation issues. So it's quite a serious matter that needs to be followed up, and we come back to, you know, explain accordingly and give the reason why. But for now, I don't think we have anything to say until we get a word from the department as to why.
Okay. In that case, colleagues, would sum up that we are going to cancel the meeting, take the matter up with the presiding officers of Parliament, and we'll get a way forward from that. Any objection to that? Okay, thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.